All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, bringing you this show on the 19th day of September, 2017. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you, I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or calling our office in New York City during the normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. It is, in fact, a good time to be focused on the junior mining sector because the junior mining companies are those that find the metal in the ground, and their shares usually do exceptionally well during gold bull markets. We are in a new secular gold bull market. That I'm quite sure is true. Michael Oliver certainly confirms that with his work. Also like to encourage you to go to visit Chen Lin's newsletter. You might try that one out as well. It's chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. Chen has done an exceptional job of investing his family's money, raising from something like $5,400 to $2.5 million over a 10-year period. He shares his ideas with his subscribers, chenpicks.com. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, RN Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Klondike Gold, New Range Gold, Novo Resources, and Osprey Gold Development. I've titled today's show, Unlike Trump, JFK Didn't Bend a Knee. Jeff Dice, Daniel McAdams, and Jacob Hornberger return as guests this week, and we will listen to part of a speech by President Eisenhower warning of how the military-industrial complex was setting up to destroy America, and another speech by President Kennedy warning about government secrecy and the importance of the media to ferret out the truth and to bring it to the attention of the American voters. A former prosecuting attorney, Jacob Hornberger, who heads up the Future of Freedom Foundation, that's FFF.org, will comment on both the Eisenhower and Kennedy speeches and how both of those men warned us of the forces in play back then, which, if not abated, would destroy America's freedom and liberty that our founding fathers gave us in the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. I believe when you listen to the speeches of both Kennedy and Eisenhower and the commentary that follows from Jacob Hornberger, you will realize that we Americans have, in fact, lost our birthright, even if relative economic comforts resulting from past freedom seems to obscure the downward spiral our country is now facing. If Eisenhower were alive today, he would, no doubt, be able to say, "See, I told you so." And if Kennedy were alive today, when fake news is the mainstream media serves to strengthen and support the military-industrial complex that both Eisenhower and Kennedy warned against, I think Kennedy would be appalled. Again, right after our first break, you will hear those very famous speeches by both Kennedy and Eisenhower, followed by a commentary by former trial attorney Jacob Hornberger. The reason why I titled today's show, Unlike Trump, JFK Didn't Bend a Knee, should be clear from Hornberger's comments as well as from the interview my friend Jeff Deist of the Mises Institute did with Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Donald Trump ran on a platform that was unfriendly to the military-industrial complex. His rhetoric would not have been different from what President Kennedy actually attempted to do behind the scenes to tame the military-industrial complex. But unfortunately, for the sake of truth, it seems as though President Trump has now apparently submitted his foreign policy to the wishes of the military-industrial complex, just like all presidents since Kennedy have. Normally on this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and on our favorite stocks, but it's also important to make the connection between geopolitical forces and how they impact our markets. Keep in mind that a major turning point away from the intention of our founding fathers came when on August 15, 1971, President Nixon removed gold from the dollar and as a result from the international monetary system. That move not only led to irresponsible monetary policies on the part of the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world that have led to the depressed global economy that we're now facing and actually increasing the likelihood of war, but it also enabled endless dollar funding for the military-industrial complex and NATO, and it is that expansion, not Putin and China, that now threatens global war. But make no mistake, China and Russia are not willing to give up their national sovereignty just so Anglo-American empire and its military-industrial complex can take over their countries. Those nations, quite naturally, wish to retain their sovereignty, and so they are fighting back. They can't win with military might, but as James Rickards has discussed on this show, they can and are fighting back with economic tools at their disposal. And now I'm getting on to the topic that is very much related to the markets that we talk about every week on this show. Over the past number of years, the Chinese have amassed an enormous amount of gold, far more than we are told is the truth by our mainstream media, and they are by far the largest gold producer of any nation on the face of the earth, but they're not allowing 1 ounce of that gold to leave China. In Shanghai, the Chinese have now set up oil and gold markets, but not like the fraudulent paper markets in the United States and England. The Chinese are eliminating purchase of oil in dollars that are not backed by gold, but they will pay producers of oil in RMB, which is backed by gold. It doesn't mean that every transaction will be paid for in gold, but it does mean that if a seller of oil wishes to be paid in gold, the Chinese can deliver that gold as a payment to the seller of the oil. This, in fact, makes the RMB far more superior to the dollar, at least to the extent that the Chinese are willing to actually back the RMB with gold and deliver the gold upon the seller's request. Like so many very important events that are happening in the world these days, the mainstream media is not talking about China's move to dump dollars. But if you want to know why the dollar has started a bear market, this could be one of the major reasons. The major change should also, I might note, be very, very bullish for gold and other commodities, as Michael Oliver has quite well documented, have moved into a bull market as well. The future is unknowable, but it has been a contention of this show that it is better to know the truth because, as the good book says, the truth will set you free. I believe, as the founding fathers of America believed, you and I are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. More often than not, governments destroy those natural rights which are given to us by our Creator. But if you believe in Creator God as I do, then you know that while speaking the truth may cause some short-term danger and discomfort, in the longer run, though, and through eternity, the truth will most certainly set you free. But also knowing market forces that actually shape the markets, as opposed to what the propagandists tell you, can also set you free financially in the near term as well. We have to go to commercial break now, but when we come back, I will be talking with Jacob Hornberger after we listen to two important speeches by President Eisenhower and Kennedy. I'll be right back.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.